You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now we continue with the program, and we focus on the aspect of animosity and hatred, jealousy. What are the causes of this, and how to overcome that, and how to deal with a situation where you have someone who is jealous? Remember that if you can live your life without any envy or jealousy in your heart, then that is amazing. And you'd be from the best of all people. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once praised and said, يَطْلُعُ عَلَيْكُمْ الْآنْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, that shortly a person will come to you who is from the people of Jannah. And it turned out in the end that this person did not have any jealousy or hatred in his heart. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said that how do you save yourself from a jealous person? Number one is ta'awudhu billahi min sharrihi, seek the protection of Allah in with regards to a jealous person. The second point is taqwallahi wa hifdhihi inda amrihi wa nahihi, always maintain taqwa in your life, and that is by establishing the injunctions and abstaining from the prohibitions. وَإِن تَصْبِرُ وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُمْ شَيْعَ, and if you remain patient and fear Allah, their plans will not harm you in any way. Whoever is planning against you, their plan will not harm you if you remain pious to Allah. The third is الصَّبْرُ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِهِ, that remain patient against the animosity. Do not respond, do not complain, do not think of how you can harm that person back. The fourth point is التوكل على الله, place your trust in Allah. فمن توكل على الله فهو حسبه, whoever places their trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for that person. Then the fifth point is الإقبال على الله, turn to Allah with sincerity and make the pleasure and the obedience to Allah your ultimate goal. The sixth point is renew your tawbah. Because remember, it is your sins that have resulted in your enemy being made, or you being made subservient to your enemy. Then, give charity. And one of the best ways to overcome jealousy and hatred and animosity is to do good to the person who does evil to you. Do good to the person that does evil to you. And this is the most difficult thing. And if you are able to do that, then that would really put out that flame of jealousy. So these are some of the things that you need to do. One is seek the protection of Allah. The second is maintain taqwa. Third is patience. Fourth is tawakkul, trust in Allah. Fifth is turn to Allah. The sixth is renew your tawbah. The seventh is give charity. And the eighth point is do good to the one who does evil to you. Eight ways in which you can overcome a jealous person. May Allah save us from jealousy and hatred.